Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your WTUZ News. A 32-year-old Yorksville man is in custody after leading New Philadelphia police on a pursuit early Thursday morning. Stephen Wiegan was speeding down Tuscross Avenue when officers spotted him. Wiegan led police on a six-minute pursuit that eventually ended near Timken on East High Avenue. New Philly officer Rocky Dusenberry says police, with the assistance of the State Highway Patrol, threw road spikes in front of the vehicle, which eventually forced the car to come to a complete stop. Police say Wiegan was under the influence of alcohol at the time of the arrest. The Claymont City School District is being proactive in helping students by providing mental health services. The position is an extension of their counselors as an effort to help students succeed and address any needs. District Superintendent John Rocky says Brandy Fox, who had been with the school system for over 20 years, was appointed as the family advocate.
We posted the position mainly just because of all the behavioral mental health needs that kids have today, and all of our school counselors and Ms. Fox in the past few years have worked very hard, because without strong services, difficult for those kids to come every day and be productive in our classrooms.
The goal of the district is to have early intervention services at the elementary level.
Be proactive in providing services to kids and making sure that their mental health needs are taken care of when they start their educational career. And as we know, mental health needs can pop up at anywhere in an individual's development, but we try to get services to those kids as soon as possible.
Fox has a background of working in mental health service and working with families, as well as leading staff in training on ALICE and crisis prevention intervention. Ohio's 6th District Congressman took a moment during a hearing to ask the CEO of Facebook how user accountability works. Mark Zuckerberg appeared at an Energy and Commerce Committee hearing Thursday to address data misuse. Congressman Bill Johnson recounted an earlier hearing point related to faith-based material from Franciscan University in his district that had been taken down. Zuckerberg admitted that it was a mistake. Johnson asked how content on Facebook is filtered and determined to be appropriate, whether through an algorithm or a team.
Congressman, it's a combination of both. At the end of the day, we have community standards that are written out, and we have a large team of people. In order to flag some content quickly, we also build technical systems in order to take things down. So if we see terrorist content, for example, we'll flag that.
Additionally, he questioned if someone is held accountable if they take something down that shouldn't have been, or leaving content up is a red flag.
For content reviewers specifically, their performance is going to be measured by whether they do their job accurately. And
you ever fire anybody when they do stuff like that?
I'm sure we do. As part of the normal course of running a company, you're hiring and firing people.
Johnson noted that while Zuckerberg is essentially an American success story, there has been an acknowledgement of a breakdown in responsibility. In state news, Gatehouse Media has announced the purchase of the Akron Beacon Journal and its digital site, Ohio.com, from Black Press Group, Ltd. Black Press President and Chief Executive Officer Rick O'Connor says the paper was sold because British Columbia-based Black Press couldn't buy other properties in the region. Gatehouse and Black Press announced the sale of the Pulitzer Prize-winning paper on Wednesday. WKYC reports the paper was sold for $16 million. Black Press bought the Akron Beacon Journal in 2006, reportedly for $165 million. WKYC also notes that during the staff meeting, company officials notified union employees that their existing contract would not be honored by the new owners, and all employees must reapply for work. In sports news, the Tribe beat the Tigers 5-1 last night. Those two teams play again tonight at 6:10. The Cleveland Cavaliers ended their regular season with a loss, falling to the Knicks 110-98. The Cavs own the fourth seed in the playoffs and will play Indiana on Sunday afternoon. The Pittsburgh Penguins beat Philadelphia 7-0 in Game 1 last night. The Columbus Blue Jackets have their first game tonight in Washington, D.C. Your 9 o'clock news is brought to you by Century National Bank. In New Philadelphia, reliable, responsive lenders. Your Z Country forecast is next.
Are you thinking about buying, remodeling, or refinancing your home? Count on me, Sue Edwards with Century National Bank. Century National bankers have earned a reputation for trustworthiness and reliability. We provide solutions that make sense for you, and we're ready to work at a pace that's comfortable for you. Talk with a lender you can count on to be reliable, caring, and committed to creating the right loan for you. Call or visit us today at Century National Bank, and let's talk loans.
A division of Park National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. A rain shower early this morning. Morning clouds give way to sunshine. It becomes windy and warmer this afternoon. High of 73. Southwest winds 15 to 25 with gusts to 45 miles per hour. Breezy this evening. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Low 54. Mix of sun and clouds Friday. Breezy and warm. High 78. Partly cloudy Friday night. Low 56. Partly sunny Saturday. Breezy afternoon showers. High 75. Rain is likely into Sunday. Rain can be heavy at times. Highs in the upper 60s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
For news anytime, 24 hours a day, you can log on to WTUZ.com. From the newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.
99.9 WTUZ.